one of four 4 hours of the Doug Steffen Good Day program coming your way if you're interested in getting started. For some of you, maybe hour one might be hour four. For others, Richie, it just depends on how they mix and match the hours.
Like it's an all-day adventure.
That's right, it is. The adventure continues with Jennifer Horn here.
It just keeps going.
Rich McFadden goes on and on,
going
on and on and on. However, let's take it a minute at a time, shall we?
Sure.
Yes.
The next minute is not what we think it may be. It's not even close. It can be what we decide to focus on if we constantly look for what's missing from our lives. You don't have a big house. You don't have a dream car. You don't have that perfect relationship. The job, of course, goes with it. This next minute might be filled with regret, remorse,
no,
sadness, frustration, hopelessness. However, if you choose to do what we do, we consistently appreciate that which is before us now, which is currently right there, which is available to us. Your car runs, right? Perfect.
Yes.
The roof over your head doesn't leak, right?
Right.
And it's not raining.
The job will provide you with a check today to pay some, if not most, of your bills, okay?
Yeah.
The relationship you do have, make the best of it. But most importantly, spare yourselves the feelings of disappointment. Because it could always be worse. No
Absolutely.
Matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter what the situation, there's always another step down until you get into the hole 6 feet in the ground.
You know,
we live here. We could live in some
other
country.
We could be in Somalia.
Yep. A lot worse. Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, a lot of people do this, the grass is greener over there.
Right.
Oh, look at that grass. It's so green. It's so nice. It's so lush.
Yeah.
I want to live there on that piece of grass.
Mm.
Let me tell you something. Until you're standing on it, you don't see the weeds.
Nope. I get lots of weeds in my grass. Lots of weeds. Everything that we think is so serious usually is not. You can always look at something and make light of it. Look at David Letterman. Thought he was just making light of the guy from Al-Qaeda. And now they want to cut out his tongue. Ah. They're a little slow, though. He made this, what was it, April? He made this. They didn't say anything until June.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that same was made months ago.
It takes a while for TV to get over that.
Yeah, right. Oh, well, they were probably watching Dr. Phil.
It was on DVR.
Yeah, right.
The cave feed runs a little slow over there.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to be coming after you the next thing you know, Richie. You better be careful.
Yeah.
That's what I always...
Whatever, bring it.
You better be careful. Don't say those things because somebody will get you.
I laugh at you when you get hit by that missile.
Yeah. Har hardy har, like you last week got hit by. Anyway, make your hearts wiser today and through the weekend. Can you do that? Make your heart wiser. Open your heart, open your mind, and you'll find today will be a very productive day. Exercise your mind and your heart as well as exercising the muscles of your body. Because your heart's a muscle. It is. That's what it is.
Yep.
Hearts and muscles. Most of the things that if you were on steroids, your heart would be bigger. Might not be in as good a shape.
Not that we want you to do that.
No, we're giving things here and there. Okay, so there has been an executive decision made in the executive mansion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Today is
where is this executive mansion?
I'm sitting in it. I'm sitting on top of the world. This is the anniversary of Ogden Nash's birth. You know who Ogden Nash was?
I don't.
People know who Ogden Nash was?
So I'm going to go, oh, that guy, when you tell me.
He was a fellow described by many. When I was taking, I had a course on Ogden Nash when I was at Heidelberg. Don't ask me why.
A full course?
Well, it was part of the Literature Fine Arts series, Understanding American Authors and American contributors to the world of literature. And Ogden Nash was a poet for the New Yorker. He was the master of puns in poems. Hmm. So you know me,
well known for his light verse.
Yes, right, exactly. And mostly bad poems.
Right.
So I decided in the executive suite of the executive mansion on the executive farm on top of the executive pile of manure that I was going to make you aware not only of his contribution to American literature, but now it's your opportunity to contribute to American literature with as bad a poem as you can possibly conjure up. Four lines would be fine.
And we've already heard the one about the lady from Nantucket.
We have, yes. yeah. This has got to be, this is not, we're interested in your, that's not.
Original poem.
Exactly.
Please.
For example, I have come up with an original poem. You ready?
Ooh, yeah, of course.
The rhino is a homely beast. For human eyes, he's not a feast. Farewell, farewell, you old rhinoceros. I'll stare at something less preposterous. I like that.
Preposterous.
And rhinoceros.
And rhinoceros. That's what he rhymed
that's
together. Yeah.
That's a tough one to rhyme with.
Yeah, well, listen,
it's a tough one to top there, Dougie.
Sure is.
Well, you have to work just a little, come up with something that's bad. We're going to judge these on being bad or good, or the good ones are bad, the bad ones are good. How are
we
doing?
I think we give an award for the worstest.
Worst.
Ist.
The worstest.
Mm-hmm.
That's even hard to say. 800. 510-8255. So through your mind's eye, put your mind in your eye and your experience, whatever it is, the first ones will be the best ones, I'll bet. What do you think? The one, just whatever comes to you quickly. 800-510-8255. And the younger you are, the more you get for your contribution. Because I'm thinking there are probably some kids who are getting ready to go back to school, need to get their minds back in gear. Right?
Yeah,
you think?
This is good practice. Yep.
It is. Exactly. Let's see here. Maybe you can develop a poem based on celery. What do you think?
Here's one I just found on old paint.
You're not supposed to find them. You're supposed to make one up.
Here's one on rats.
Or lie about it and tell us
celery
it's yours.
Stewed is more quietly chewed.
This is true. Yeah. Is that you knew that one though?
800. Well, I've been around a lot of celery in my life. 800.
That didn't come to you.
Excuse me. You're doubting my ability to think of something like that. My mind is fresh and open and ready, not tired. It's rested, eager, in fact, for a challenge. Okay. 800-510-8255. Your turn to wow us with what's in your mind. All right, shall we start with Tom and see how his poem is?
Sure.
I'm choking up already, and I haven't heard it yet. All right, Tom, welcome to Good Day. Where'd Tom go? Yoo-hoo.
Tom.
It's me. My name is Doug.
Hello.
Oh, there's Tom.
There he is.
All right, Tom, so you have to wow Richie and Jennifer.
Old what's-her-name.
Her.
Old what's-her-name.
Her.
That's right.
Yeah, him and her.
She's tough.
Yeah, she is. All right, so let's have it, Tom. Tim.
There was a young waitress named Trish, the most delectable dish, but when it came time to eat up the prime, the main course fell more like dead fish.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner, give him a prize.
Are you related to this person, Tim, by the...
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right, so Tim, Jennifer, these kids, I think you deserve something for that. Hold on a second.
That's pretty good. I like it.
We'll give away some of our e-food. All right, so there's the example. That sets the standard. You've got to get over. You've got to break the barrier. Get through, get up and over what Tim has contributed here with your own poem. Make up a poem. Hey, don't steal it from some website. 800-510, like Richie did. 800-510-8255.
Here's one about a pickle.
Okay.
Can you say it?
I don't know. I have to read it first. I'll let you know in a second.
All right. So, Richie, yesterday you and I recorded a commercial.
Uh-huh.
Jennifer, there are a couple of things floating around. Bob, who is my administrative assistant and general manager, always threatens to take some of the things that he has that are recorded of me trying to do something.
Outtakes.
And putting them together as an outtake reel, we call them, an outtake reel. So, I'm not too worried about that. I've said a lot of things that are moderately amusing, probably, that somebody could come back with. Yesterday, though, after we get off the air, we do things, and one of the things we had to do yesterday was record a commercial for Master Prostate.
So Richie decided to be cute,
and he was fiddling with the commercial, and he sped it up. I don't know how far you have to go to find that. Or he actually slowed it down. The technology is such today that you can fiddle with things. I've used my straight voice.
Here's it in your regular thing.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your...
Okay, so then...
Hope the beginning of it sounded better than that when we put it on the air. Okay, so then what happened?
So then, of course, as usual, Doug always runs a second or two long, and technology being as wonderful as it is, I can adjust that. So then I started playing with some of the features of being able to adjust it, such as...
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men,
your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate formula. It starts now.
You're calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate million bottle giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word.
That makes me tired.
That's actually pretty clever, Richie. I like the part. I like the slowdown. We ought to try to use that in more ominous ways when I'm trying to get after somebody. Anyway, the bottom line is the Master Prostate, 12 key ingredients. We have fun with it. You can live long with it. Live long and be healthy and prosper. 800-716-6520.
Ray, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 microcracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack, we'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with SafeLight's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins, and we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Save big during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on select varieties of Nutro Natural Choice lamb and rice dog food in 30 to 35 pound bags. Natural Choice provides premium nutrition and is guaranteed to improve your dog's skin and coat or your money back. Hurry in for these great deals only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through August 21st.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Harry, it's hard-hearted harbinger of haggis, beautiful, bemused, bellicose butcher, untrusting, unknowing, unloved. Ed? He wants you back! He screams into the night air like a fireman going through a window that has no fire. Accept the passion of his heart. I am lonely. It's really hard. This poem sucks.
That's what we're looking for. Bad. That was really bad.
It was terrible.
It was really awful, as a matter of fact. All right, 800-510-8255. My microphone seems there. All right. I think I was a little low there, Richie.
A little low.
Playing with a few of the dials and sliders here in Control Central. Actually, you're at Control Central. I'm at Control Tower B. 25 after the hour, the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. We are honoring Ogden Nash, who is one of our poets and didn't know it. One of his most well-known couplets from Reflections on Ice-Breaking reads, "Candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker."
Mm-hmm.
That's the sort of thing he would come up with. Well, you don't have to have four lines. You can have two.
How about this?
Yes, Rich.
My doggy pees on all the trees and poops on all the flowers. He does no tricks like fetching sticks. Just licks himself for hours.
There you go. 800-510-8255. What's your contribution? We'll spend a few more minutes just for fun making up a poem. I have found something also that I want to share with you that came from a teacher as we get ready to send our children back to school, some as early as next week and then the week after by Labor Day.
Some are already back in school in LA.
Are they really?
Yep.
Yeah. Looking on Facebook yesterday, there's a lot of people saying, first day back to school.
Really? All right, why don't you post this, by the way, on Facebook as well, Jennifer.
Okay.
See if people, some of the folks following us. We have a lot of activity. I was looking at some of the things that were going on Facebook. The video yesterday about social media. And which one you use the most? Which one did we find? Was there a consensus there?
No, it's going to be
Facebook.
No, sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Without a doubt.
I'm looking at some of the trends on Yahoo now as well from this week. You know, I do the countdown program, which is an overview of the hot hits in talk radio, the top 10 items on political and news talk radio. If you go over to the side, though, and I was trying to compare, Richie, whether anything here on the trends at Yahoo had anything to do with the top 10 items in the countdown.
Here
we go. Listen to this.
Okay.
Number 10 on the Yahoo trend is the hurricane that's developing. Number 10 on the chart this week for the countdown was most of the sports talk radio stuff. At number 9, the financial situation, business, schools, preparing people to go into working areas that, you know, we, if you look at the countdown, there are a lot of stories about the financial crisis. But at number 9 on our countdown this week, David Letterman and that threat. At number 8, medical malpractice stories that are being circulated by people. This is the Yahoo trend. Number 8 on the countdown, the Black Caucus upset with President Obama. Number 7, Chris Tucker. What's going on with him? Anybody know? Is there something going on with Chris Tucker?
I haven't Let's heard. No, I'll have to look into it.
Yeah. Number 7 is the violence in the Middle East on the countdown. Number 6 on the countdown, the S&P folks. Number 6, the President's Midwest Tour on Yahoo. Number 5, Julia Stiles. What's going on with her?
She's the actress that also, I believe she goes to Harvard.
Oh. Jessica Alba is number 4.
She had her baby.
Apparently, Julia Stiles was crying in the LAX airport.
Airport, really?
Aww.
Leaning her head against the wall and sobbing.
Really? The flight was late?
Apparently, she was on a telephone call. Nobody knows what the call was.
Really? Aww. All right, number 3.
I cry when I fly sometimes, too.
Do you really? Yeah, I do, too. Leonardo DiCaprio apparently has bought a $100,000 hybrid car. And that's number 3. Does that surprise anybody?
Look how easy it is to go green.
Yeah.
What, 100 grand? Yeah, you too.
Easy.
Yeah,
easy.
Can have a car for 100,000. Let's see here.
He'll make it up in gas.
Now, I just refreshed, and that has gone to number 1.
Yeah, it's always changing.
It really does.
Sure.
It's amazing how it changes. All right, our number 1 thing this week is the Obama Town Hall Tour. Now, Bill Clinton has shown up as number 7 on the trend. Betty White is number 6. So this changes with a moment.
Yes.
Really?
Betty White is the most popular and most trusted celebrity.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. 29 past the hour, other than me and you, Richie.
Yeah, that's right.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find 4 powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Brought a woman with me. No woman would be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm leaving the shade.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
You get to be the co-host of the Doug Steffen Good Day program again today.
Aw, congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Rich.
Yeah, she has her own thoughts, and they are protected. She has a patent on her mind, and now she thinks, and what
my
she
my brain is
thinks,
insured for $1 million.
No!
Yeah, some people really? Insure their legs, and yeah. I insure my mind.
No kidding. How much? $1 million, you said?
Yeah.
Is it Lloyd's of London? Who's the insurance company?
Yes, it's yeah, absolutely.
Or is it Jerry's of Utah?
I went with Geico, actually.
That's
good.
Good
sponsor.
Staying loyal to our sponsors. Very good. There's Jennifer Horn. Richie hasn't got a mind, so there's nothing to insure.
Nah. Yeah.
Cheap. Actually, though, no, he has got a mind. But it's cheap to protect his mind. It's about $1.95 a month.
It's dirty in there, too.
Mine is insured by Dogfish Head Brewery.
Good for you, Rich. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. All right, so we're doing poems, as time allows. It's Ogden Nash's birthday, and he was the master of silly stuff. And so we've tried a few, and we'll try a few more. Here's Larry listening in Brownwood, Texas. Larry, is Mr. Perry your man, or are you going to look outside of your state? Where'd Larry go?
Yes, he is my man.
Is he really? Okay.
Yeah.
You won't be offended if I'm not supportive of him, will you?
No, not a bit.
Okay, good. All right, thank you. You have a poem for us that will be funny.
I may like him, Larry, so you got
yeah,
some support.
Yeah, I may too.
Well, that's not funny. It's one I wrote for my wife, passed away in 91.
Oh.
But swiftly as a cloud crossing the autumn sky, also with the time our lives are passing by, wisely shall we use it, or foolishly we shall lose it. Love is all that matters. Love is all that remains. So.
Oh.
That's very nice.
Nice.
That's beautiful.
What was your wife's name?
Diane Ross Nunley.
And you were married for how long?
We were 9 years. My son had a boy. Yeah, he was 5 and a half when she passed away.
So it was unexpected?
God, all my life.
Yeah.
She had cancer.
Yeah. Can you, have you thought about being with other women, or was she it for you?
Oh, yeah. I was single for 10 years and tried marriage for a short period. It didn't work.
Yeah,
and I've got a new lady in my life, and she's a blessing. And,
good. And don't marry her. Don't marry her.
Doug.
Let me just take time.
Yeah, take your time.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, that was beautiful. We should
very
give
nice.
You something.
We are
that
going
was pretty.
To that was nice, Larry. Thank
all
you.
Right.
All right, thanks. Hold on a minute. Yeah, thank you. 800-510-8255. I was exchanging some rather personal thoughts with Tony last night. And one of the things when you
Tony being your former
Tony,
wife.
Tony, my former wife.
Right.
Thank you, Richie. I tell those stories, and some people say, "Why does he say that?" We all know she's, but there are new people, and some people don't know that Tony's my former wife. We were sort of musing about the fact that we'd known each other for 40 years, and how things have sort of change is part of what we are all about. As much as we don't like it and we resist it, it's part of what life is about. We've all changed, grown up, if you will, and realized how silly a lot of the things were that the things that we separate. We all, and this is why I sort of started the hour the way I did, you can always find something to argue about. You can always find something to fuss about. You can always find something that's wrong. You can do that. It's easy. Look at the cobwebs in the bathroom. Why did you clean them up? Yeah, I mean, so you clean them up. That's what stuff like that. And in the light of eternity, what's important? That you care about somebody and that they care about you. It's much better if it's a two-way street. It's kind of lonely if you only have a one-way street going on and kind of sad, too. But we both acknowledged how much we have meant. And it's a good thing to look at that. Every once in a while, no matter where you are, whatever stage of development, and listening to Larry made me think of that. Larry, thank you. 800-510-8255. Mildred is in Owensboro, Kentucky. Mildred, welcome to the Good Day program. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
That's a good thing. All right, so do you have a good uplifting poem for us? Do you have an experiential poem? What's your poem?
It's good and bad.
Good. We want them good and bad. That's what we're looking for.
Okay. There once was a man from St. Ives who sold honeybees by the hives. But one day he got stung, and the poor bee he hung, and the others all flew for their lives.
I like it.
Yeah, that's cute. All right, Mildred. We'll send you some
eat food. She's in the running, yeah.
Yeah, like she gets some eat food. All right, here's Lewis in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, WRAK. Hi, Lewis.
Hi, good morning.
Morning to you, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
That's
good. You know, Doug, you should come here to Williamsport one time during Little League and broadcast your show.
You know, I was there, and I went through the Little League park, but it was not at the right season. I think I was there in the springtime.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, when do they have the World Series? Is like in June, isn't it?
They're starting now.
Oh, they're starting now because they've been through the summer. And okay, yeah.
Yes.
It's pretty exciting there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm sitting in the parking lot now, getting ready to go to work there.
Are you really? What do you do there, Lewis? What do you do?
I'm one of the people that load up the vendors and send them out to the stands to sell the Gatorade and stuff like that.
Now, what I would like you to do. It's one of those things, it's kind of like the pyramids. You think the pyramids are out in the middle of nowhere, and yet they're right next to the city of Giza. The same thing is true for the Little League. They've built in the town, this baseball diamond and this park that supports the Little League World Series, and it's built into the side of a hill right in pretty much downtown Williamsport, right?
Yes, right in South Williamsport.
Yeah. And it's really very cleverly done. You walk down into it, but it's nicely done. It's nicely groomed. It is really something
the
town takes a great deal of pride in, obviously, and for good cause. And this time of year when folks are coming, the place is like a beehive of activity, right? You can't find a room in a hotel anywhere. People are sleeping in their cars. And
You can't find a room within 50 miles of this place.
Yeah, right. So who are the contenders this year, Lewis?
Right now, we got a local team that's playing tonight at 8 o'clock called Keystone.
Really?
And this is the first time a local team been in the running in 42 years.
Is Ken doing the play-by-play? Who's doing the play-by-play?
I think it's Ken doing it.
Yeah, okay. I'm not any good at play-by-play, but it'd be fun just to be the color person in the stands, you know? Or maybe what he ought to do, Ken, I'm giving you an idea, Ken Sawyer, at the radio station, maybe he could have guys like you come up and have a different color person every night.
I hope so.
That'd be kind of cool. Good. I think I've just given him an idea.
Just to be clear, you mean color commentator.
Color commentator. I don't want the Congressional Black Caucus after me.
All right.
So, Lewis, what's your poem?
Okay. In the days of old, when nights was bold, there was no taller than Venice. So they left their load along the road and walked away contented.
Deep.
Could you say that one more time?
Yeah, do it again.
In the days of old, when knights was bold, there was no toilet in Venice. So they left their load along the road and walked away contented.
I like it.
Now, when did you come up with that? Just while we were thinking about this in the last half hour or so?
No. When I was a kid, I learned that.
Did you?
Yes, I was going to grade school.
Where'd you grow up?
In Philadelphia.
Yeah. And you moved to Williamsport to get out of the big city, right?
Yes, about 16 years ago.
That was a good move on your part, too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was a lot better up here. It was nice and quiet and slow.
Did you raise your children there? Where did you raise your children?
Most of my children was raised in Philadelphia, but most of them is up here now.
They moved up with you. Yeah.
Yes, and my 32 grandchildren.
My God.
Here.
You have 32 grandchildren?
Yes.
What is Christmas like in your house?
Oh, it's
he's
got to
go celebrate it at the ballpark.
Oh,
my God.
Wow.
Good for you. All right, Lewis, I can't feed all 32 of your grandkids, but we'll send you some e-food. How about that for a day?
Man.
All right.
All right, then.
Good man. Nice meeting you and talking with you. As a guy who fills up all of the... That would be kind of a fun job to have, actually, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we got time for one more. Let's do one more. Susan, you can do the honors. What's your poem?
Lady Agnes Rickle, she was considered to be fickle, but then she found a pickle, so she's no longer pickle.
Hey, pickle poems are always good.
Gotta love the pickle poems.
And once was a pickle from El Fico.
She was fickle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a very close friend who will remain nameless, who's on the board of trustees at Heidelberg with me. And we were on the phone last night, and we were talking about what her husband calls her. She's on the phone back and forth. Apparently, her two favorite men are me and her husband. I'm sure her husband is much more of her favorite. But we've known each other for a long, long time, and I love her dearly. So, and we don't always agree on everything, but we have a great rapport and an understanding of each other. And she's really very helpful to me in a lot of things because she's very successful businesswoman, and she's just smart about stuff. You know how some people are just smart mm-hmm. about stuff? So, anyway... we were talking about things, and now I have just lost why I brought this in here. What were we?
The name that her husband called.
Oh, right, exactly. Thank you, Jennifer. So her husband has a name for her, and because her name is not a name that you would, her name by itself, you can't come up with it. She calls me Dougie. Or things like that. And, because you can fiddle with...
That's what I call you.
Yeah, it is, right. Don't get upset, Jennifer. It's okay. So anyway, we were trying to come up with something for her, and I came up with the absolute best. If you have to know her, but that's why knowing people well and coming up with nicknames, I'm now, from now on, going to refer to her as El Supremo, because she is. Her husband calls her something that's more like that queen something or other. But El Supremo fits her to a T.
Sounds like a taco, though.
No.
Well, it does.
Doesn't it?
She sounds like the special at Taco Bell.
Can I have the El Supremo taco, please?
Crunchy.
She is good.
Crunchy or soft?
Crunchy. Always crunchy.
All right, wait a minute. Elsie wants to have her chance with us, so go ahead. Elsie's in Watsonville. Hi, Elsie.
How are you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for your enthusiasm. How are you doing?
I'm doing beautiful.
Perfect.
Finally got to you guys.
Finally.
We're hard to get.
Here we are.
Here we are, so lay your poem on us.
Oh, okay. Well, it's actually not a poem, but it's great. It's on our newsletter. We have a newsletter in our mobile home. A woman was trying hard to get ketchup out of a jar, and during her struggle, the phone rang, and she asked her four-year-old daughter to answer. Mommy can't come to the phone right now. She's hitting the bottom.
Get it? She's hitting the bottle of ketchup.
Not a poem, but a good story, Elsie.
It is.
All right. Thank you, my dear.
Oh, you're welcome.
Nice to have you. Have a good weekend. Nice to have you here. All right, Richie, we better scoot because we've got to get to Dr. Ken.
We do.
It is 14 and a half for the hour on Good Day.
There's nothing like a ghost story around the campfire, and I've got one that's not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups. Or how he could save even more with a multi-policy discount. The camper paid dearly for his mistake. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Well, good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
13 before the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Find him at DougSteffen.com or DrKenShow.com. Click on his picture. You can sign up for the weekly health newsletter, the update that Ken edits a lot of important things. Matter of fact, I was just thinking about last week's issue. You, every week, you focus on not just your specialty, which is cardiology, but because of the radio program that you and I do on the weekends, that is a call-in and advice show, there are all kinds of things. And you continue to amaze me. I called you yesterday about a particular antibiotic that I was on, and you knew right away what it was. That requires a good deal either of experience or teaching or both, Ken. So we take our hat off to you because you know, and it's good to know.
I plead guilty to all of it.
Good for you. All right, so this story about dogs, and haven't we heard that they sniffed out certain kinds of cancers before?
Well, it was a very preliminary study, a hope, but now it's been proven. The big problem with cancer is early detection and not putting people through really rough. You know, we could open anybody up looking for it, but obviously we want the simplest, gentlest, kindest, earliest detection. This is out of the European Respiratory Journal this morning. Highly trained dogs, Doug, they were able to reliably sniff out lung cancer in the human breath in its earliest stages.
Breath.
Yes, wow. It has few symptoms. It makes it difficult for us to catch it early. But the dogs have the ability to smell trace amounts of chemicals produced by cancerous tumors.
And then what do you do after the dog smells and somebody very away? How do you, should everybody have this done? How do you determine whether you ought to have the dog sniff your breath?
Well, these, especially people who have smoked, people who have lung cancer in their family genetics. And this is just where the future is going. You know, this is one of those stories that's not exactly yet ready for prime time, but it's coming soon.
Well, here's something, and it's not meant to be a downer, but it does apply because it did sort of knock me around yesterday. As you know, I'm very close with my former wife, Tony, and she's had for now 20 years, starting with breast cancer, which moved to her arm, which has now been amputated, moved to her brain, had a tumor taken out. She's had four bouts with this. And when she had the arm amputated last February, apparently the doctor messed with the lymph. There were a couple of operations that were, you know, one behind the other. And they stirred up something in her lymph nodes that I guess the cancer can be dormant. You know, nothing happens, nothing stirs it up, it just stays there. We all have cancers in our system. But this has been stirred up, so now she has lumps on both of her lungs, and this can be really bad stuff. So holding a good thought for Tony would be a nice thing from everybody's perspective. Mm. Yeah. I don't know whether there are different types of lung cancer. The lung cancer that's lung cancer versus a cancer on your lung, two different things, Ken.
Well, it depends whether it's the primary or it's moved from somewhere else. You know, in a situation like Tony, you know, it's just very difficult. It's amazing how she's doing right now. And
That's amazing she's lasted this long.
She's in bonus time era.
Yeah, bonus time.
Bonus time. Yeah. Yep.
It's a great thing.
So, but it's a good thing to hold a good thought.
Absolutely.
And if you would, that'd be good. One of the things that we talk about is the constant summoning of your own life force. Your life can be longer, I think, if you pull upon your own devices, understand your devices, and Tony's very clear about that, and probably you are too, and you really give it some thought. Physical matter and the mind together, very powerful stuff. So saith the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 51 after the hour. Thank you, Dr. Ken.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop!
Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Yahoo, Richie!
Yahoo!
Yahoo! Check out the Facebook. I guess it's not a question, though, Jennifer, is it? It's just our request if you'd like to send
us hear your masterpiece.
Some poems. Richie, you have one there that you'd like to contribute?
Oh, no. Somebody put one on our Facebook page already. Hold on one second. Let me get to it here.
Oh, that's not outrageously either. It's sharing time.
Steven says, roses are wilted, violets are dead, my sugar bowl is empty, and so is your head.
Thank you. That aimed at you or me would be the question.
Take your pick.
Certainly not aimed at Jennifer. Okay, technology is in our focus here. At 54 minutes past the hour, our technology tailor is Alex Goldfain. Can Facebook and Twitter together work your relationships? In other words, can you replace real relationships by having a relationship on Facebook and or Twitter? I can't imagine how that would be. What's the satisfaction? How do you have a relationship with somebody if you don't actually see them?
There's some lonely people out there that will take anything they can get.
Yeah. All right. So we'll tap into this. Alex Goldfain will shed some light on these experiences next year on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Interesting piece recently in the New York Times talking about the numbers by which we measure ourselves online. I'm talking about Facebook friends, Twitter followers, numbers of comments on a blog post, and number of people who email an article. See, I believe these numbers are taking the place of real relationships and friendships. Does somebody with 1,000 Facebook friends really have more friends than someone who isn't on Facebook at all? If you're a grown adult, you can put these numbers into perspective and try to understand that these numbers are truly meaningless measures. Although there are millions of adults on Twitter who think that having 50,000 followers is some kind of accomplishment. But what if you're a teenager or 7 years old and online? Our children are starting to measure themselves by the number of friends and followers that they have. As parents, we need to teach them that these are arbitrary numbers and mostly pointless internet connections, not anything that has much to do with real life. Social media is not real life. I'm Alex Goldfein.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
All right, a couple of items from technology this week. You've heard that IBM announced it's working on a new computer chip designed like the human brain.
Do you think IBM has IBS?
IBS is irritable bowels.
Oh, good.
What do you mean, designed like the human brain? What does that mean?
It can think.
Yeah. It's a thinking chip. Chips now need... Computers don't really think.
Autonomously?
On its own.
Yeah.
Who needs it? Right, there's a story at DougStephan.com today about a new kind of human skin that's been developed by researchers that's bulletproof.
Cool.
Yeah. Ooh, that is cool.
And then the San Francisco Transit Authority this week blocked cell phone reception for 3 hours because there were demonstrations that were scheduled. There was a police shooting in San Francisco, so there were going to be a lot of people down there. And so Bart turned off the electricity to the cellular towers.
Bart!
Huh? I find that hard to believe. Anybody have that much starch to do that?